This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. President Trump is saying now no to an offer from Russian President Vladimir Putin, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president talked about it at the Helsinki summit.
What he did is an incredible offer.
The White House says President Trump disagrees with the Putin offer. It would have allowed the U.S. to question 12 Russians accused of interfering in the 2016 election in exchange for allowing Russia to interview Americans facing accusations by the Kremlin. That includes the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. There was opposition from both parties to the offer, including Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden.
Strikes me as almost providing aid and comfort to the enemy.
Meantime, President Trump wants another meeting with Putin, and the White House says there is an invitation for the Russian president to come to Washington in the fall. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A British news outlet says police have identified the suspect behind the nerve agent on a former Russian spy and his daughter with a deadly nerve agent. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
The press association says it has learned from a source that investigators are sure they are Russian. The press association says several Russians were involved in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons confirmed the substance used in the attack on the Skripals was Novichok. The same batch of Novichok used in the attempted murder of the Skripals is believed to be responsible for the death of 44-year-old Dawn Sturgis earlier this month in the town of Amesbury, 13 kilometers from Salisbury. Russia has denied any involvement in the attack. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Syrian rebels have reportedly agreed to surrender a southwestern area near the Golan Heights. Rebels who reject the terms will be allowed to travel to opposition-held territory elsewhere in Syria. This is VOA News.